went to Zayin Amid Beis. We'll just start 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the top. Nine lines from the top, it says, Amid Abitzchok, into the 10th line.
Yeah.
Tazayin Amid Beis, which is what, 32. Okay. Yeah, no, you got it. The Gemara says, Amid Abitzchok, Gimel Dvarim Askinin Avinesev Shaladim. There are three things that, so to speak, remind Hashem of a person's sins. In other words, if you don't do these three things, Hashem reminds himself of your sins. What are the three things? Kir notui, when you're going beneath a leaning wall. Now there's a dangerous wall that might collapse at any moment. So that time Hashem like judges you to see if he should let you go through it or not. The next one is Iyun Tefillah. So there's different explanations what Iyun Tefillah means. Rashi says it means that a person expects his davening to be answered. So if a guy comes to Hashem with the attitude, I expect my davening to be answered, Hashem says, hey, let's check it out. Taisus learns it means you don't daven properly. You don't have the proper kavanah. And the third thing the Gemara says, if one submits judgment on a person, on a friend, to the heavenly court, meaning he says to God, hey, this guy did something bad to me, why don't you do something about it? So those three things is the time when Hashem basically is judging you to see where you're at. Why? Because Rababin said, or Rabbi Chanan coined another version, whoever submits judgment to Hashem, that Hashem should basically punish his friend, he gets punished first. If you expect Hashem to punish somebody else, you get punished first. Where do we learn this out from? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Vatamer Sarai El Avram, Sarai said to Avram, with the whole story of that with Yishmol, this we read in the Rosh Hashanah, that she said Yishmol was starting up with Yitzchak, and she said, Chamasi Alecha, my injustice is upon you, and then she says, Hashem should judge between me and you. So basically, she said to Hashem, Hashem should judge Avram for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. What happened over there, Ksiv, at the end, it says, Vayaveh Avram, lispid l'sara v'lifka yisara. Avram came to eulogize Sarah. You know, she died before Avram. So the Gemara says that's a proof that these three things have an impact on a person as far as Hashem goes. Okay, that's in the, so to speak, in the negative things. Now the Gemara says, in the positive things, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, these are all teachings of Rabbi Yitzchak. Arba, Dvarim, Mekarim, Gzadina, Shaladim. Four things rip apart a bad decree against the Jew. That means, if for whatever reason is, there's a bad decree in heaven against the Jew, so these four things get rid of them. What are they? Elohim. Tzedakah, giving tzedakah. Tzedakah, crying out. Shini Hashem, changing a name. Vishini Maisen, change of action. In other words, as the Gemara will explain each one the way would they learn it out from a pasuk. But basically, if you change a name, or it's really with you don't change a name, you add a name, what means it's like a new. If the sun's in your eyes, you can close the.
No, go away.
Huh?
No, go away, son.
It says that if a person changes a name, in fact, in the prayer that you say in the back of Tehillim, when you change somebody's name and you add a name, the official thing of doing it says that if it was decreed on this and this person something this, it's a new person. It's a new person, so the decree is not effective to this new guy. The same thing changing action, if you better yourself, so then you're like a new person. The same thing tzedakah, have you seen tzedakah crying out? But the Gemara is going to learn each one out from a pasuk. Tzedakah, how do we know tzedakah changes evil decrees? Because the pasuk says, tzedakah tatzel mimavitz. Tzedakah saves from death. So you see that tzedakah helps. Tzedakah, how do we know crying out helps? Because it says, Vayitzak ala Hashem b'tzalehem. This we say in Haidu, before Pasach Leah on Friday night, from Tillim. It says, Vayitzak ala Hashem b'tzalehem. They called out Hashem when it was they were distressed. And Hashem took them out of the difficulties. So you see, David HaMelech says in Tillim, when you cry to Hashem, Vayitzak ala Hashem, so Hashem helps you. Shini Hashem, how do we know change of name helps? Because it says in the Pasach, Sarai didn't have any children. Mm-hmm. And then they changed the name to Sarah. And all of a sudden, Hashem said, now she's going to have children. Mm-hmm. Don't have her name anyway. Sarai, don't have her name anymore, Sarai. But Kim Sarish Masara will be her name. And right afterwards it says, Ubeirachti Ais, I'm gonna bless her. I'm gonna give her a son from you. So you see that the fact that Sarai didn't give birth and Sarah was able to give birth. So you see, changing a name helps. Then it says Shini Maisa, how do I know changing your ways? Helps also to nullify a decree, because it says Vayaro Likimas Masehim. In the whole story of Nineveh that we read after Yaina, when Yaina was sent to tell the city of Nineveh to do tshuva, if not Hashem is going to destroy them. So it says, Vayara Lekim is Maaseihem. Hashem saw their actions, meaning that they did tshuva. Uksevin, it says, Vayinochem Hashem, Vayinochem Alekim, Hashem relented on the evil, Ashadiba Las Islam, that he said he was going to do to them, Vilayasan, he didn't do it. So you see, the fact that they changed their ways caused Hashem that
Changes
the gezeirah. And then it's a v'yashemrim, and some people say another thing, a fifth thing helps against the decree, shini makim, changing of a place. And he quotes over here, interesting, from Rishonim, what does it mean changing a place? It says when a person goes to a place that, like a new place where nobody knows him, he's like humbled at the beginning. He may be a big macho where he is, he goes to a new place, it humbles him. So the humbling, it's not so much the Rishonim right of changing the place, as much as becoming humbled because of the change of place. But that's why, as the Chazal, Shine Mishana Makim, Mishana Mazel. If you change your makim, your place, you change your mazel. Why? Because, this is what the Gemara says, because changing a place humbles the person. How do we see this in Chumash? Because it says, Hashem said, move, you know, go to a new place. And afterwards it says, it's going to be become a big nation.
So it works for the better as well.
Only better.
Look, you move from here, your luck changes. You're doing good here.
But officially in Torah it says Mishana Makim, Mishana Mazel L'Teva V'Levracha, for good and for Bracha. But now the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. You, Rabbi Yitzchak, said there are only four things, and here we say a fifth thing. So obviously Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold of this fifth thing, because he says only four things. So the question that we find by Avram, changing place helped. So he said over there was a different story. It wasn't because he moved. It was that he's chutz d'aretz Yisrael da'anale. He was, it was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that made him okay. There's a story, I forgot all the details of the story. There was a chassid who was deathly ill, and the Tzemach Tzedek told him to move to Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, he lived another 20 years, 30 years, a really long period of time. So they asked the Tzemach Tzedek what happened. I think that's Tzemach Tzedek. So he said an interesting thing. In Halacha, in Hilchos Treifis, you know, in the laws of what makes a chicken or an animal kosher, you know, with all the blemishes and all that. So the rule is an animal that won't live for 12 months, you know, if it's such a blemish that the animal will die in 12 months, it's called a treifa. And even if you shecht it earlier, it's still treif. That's why you have to know, you know, when you check the chicken, you have to know the stomach and the lung, I mean, of an animal, all the zillions of details. So, Tzemach Tzedek said, the illness that he had...
You have to be a doctor to be checked.
Yeah, but that's why Rav, the Gemara says, Rav went, it was 6 weeks or 6 months, I remember, to the butcher, to learn all the parts of the animal and exactly how it works and, you know... So there was an argument in Shulchan Aruch between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah about a certain blemish, if it's kosher or not. Beis Yosef said it was kosher, and the Ramah said it was treif. Now the Ramah lived in Krakow, Czechoslovakia. And the Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis Yosef held it was kosher, and the Ramah, in such an illness in an animal, held it was treif. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef was the Rav. The Ramah was the Rav in Chutz Laretz. So by sending the guy to Eretz Yisrael under the jurisdiction of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef passed away a long time ago, but under the jurisdiction of the Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef's halacha ruled, so he was able to live another long time.
Oh, so the illness he had was similar to the
illness of an animal that Ramah said was not good, and the Beis Yosef said was good. That means Beis Yosef said an animal could live with it, and Ramah said an animal can't live with it. No, Poland it was. Krakow was Poland. Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the Gemara answers the reason.
Krakow is Poland. Poland.
The reason why. Ramah was in Krakow, I think. Maybe a while he was in Prague also. Remember. Anyway, so the Gemara says the reason why Rabbi Yitzchak says only four and not five is because the last thing he didn't agree with. He said it wasn't the fact that Avram moved. He went to Eretz Yisrael, so that's why he had the schus of becoming a big nation. Okay? Then he says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, another did. Chayiv Adam Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Person's obligated to visit his teacher during Yom Tov. If they go in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So after the Beis Hamikdash, there was an obligation to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. That's where Chassidim used to go to the Rebbe. Now, where do we see this? So he says Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "Badu ate lachasei lavayim." This is unbelievable. Haftera Vayera. This is the famous story in Tanakh that there was a woman that made a special room for Elisha. And Elisha once said to his servant Gehazi, he said, what can we do to reward this woman for the hospitality she always gives us? So Elisha said she doesn't have any children. So Elisha called her in and said, next year you're having a son. It was a little while later. The father was out in the field working, and the son said to his mother, my head, reishi, reishi, and the son died. So the woman ran to her husband in the field, he didn't tell her anything, and she said to him, I'm going to Elisha, I'm going to the Isha Alikim, they called him, the godly man. So the husband said to her, why are you going to him today? It's not reishchaydish, and it's not Shabbos. So he says, in other words, if it would be Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you should be going to your Rebbe. But he said, anyway, the whole story over there is that she ran to Elisha and she said to him, will you give me the son? He died. So Elisha told Gehazi, take my staff and go and don't talk to anybody and put it on the kid's face and he'll get up. The Pel Gehazi didn't listen to Elisha. He told everybody what he was doing, and it didn't work. So the Elisha himself had to come and put, you know, he did the resuscitation, and it was Tchis HaMeisen. But in the middle of the story, it says that the woman, the husband said to the woman, and Tanakh says it's obviously it's like a thing, that Madua Atelach Mechlaud Bechedesh Shabbos Iboile. You see from there that they're going to have to go. Okay.
The woman also went to the Rebbe?
No, she went. Well, yeah, they weren't mechuyev, no.
Yeah.
Goes over here, whole thing. It's the same town. If you live in the same town, you have to see him daily. If you live outside the teacher's city, within Tchum, you have to visit him every Shabbos. If he lives far away, only on Yom Tov. So it depends. That's why it says... in the Aftar of Rosh Chodesh, we didn't read it yesterday because we read Malcha Chodesh, it says, V'yam midei Chodesh b'chotshei, midei Shabbos b'shabbatei, yovei cholbosi l'shtachos lefanei omer Hashem. It's an Aftar we read on Rosh Chodesh, meaning, it's going to be every Chodesh and every Shabbos, they're going to come to bow to me. So the Gemara learns out from there, that when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to go to the Beis Hamikdash every Shabbos. Every Shabbos they're going to go to the to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the pasuk says. Midechedish b'chotshei yavei cholbasi lishtachvis lefanei. Everybody's going to come. So if Mashiach comes, won't be a problem. There'll be super jets. And
I know some people in Yerushalayim goes every morning to Gabon
by the Kreisel. Yeah.
Every morning, but it's, they take taxis and everything in.
Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amir Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok said another thing. Chayav Adam Dutari Satsmi Berego. A person is obligated to purify himself. This is the Nishachnarach, by the way. That a person has to purify himself on Yom Tov. Meaning you have to go to the mikveh. Shanama, because it says in the Pasuk about Yom Tov, Uven Nevlosim Leisigo, you shouldn't touch the dead carcasses of animals. So you see from there that you're not allowed to become Tomei. If you're not allowed to become Tomei, you see there's an obligation to purify yourself.
That's when the Beis HaMikdash was up, no?
Huh?
That was when they had the Beis HaMikdash, no?
Yeah, well, basically, according to many opinions, it's dafke when the Beis HaMikdash existed. Some people say it applies today also.
That's the reason that they make the mikveh by the shul to be able to
talk. One of the reasons. You should know, in many circles, they still do it. In the Chassidish circles,
yeah.
Not in by us, but in many places, right before Tekiah Shefa and Rosh Hashanah, you know, right? They have a break. The one that blows Shefa goes to the mikveh, even though he went in the morning.
Yeah.
Goes again to the mikveh. Yeah. Then he comes back and blows Shefa.
Oh, that's right.
So then they needed the mikveh.
Square is the same thing.
Yeah. A lot of places they go to the mikveh right before Tekiah Shefa.
Yeah. Goes to 3-4 times a day.
Yeah, why not? So the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, so we learned Takin Ebraisim. It says, Uven Evlosim Leisi Go. They shouldn't touch the carcass of an animal, which basically refers to the Kohenim. Because the Kohenim now to become Tamei, because he works in the base of English. But Yochel, you some Zonim Amag and Nevela, I would think that every Jew is not allowed to, because the Torah says, don't touch the carcass of an animal. So I would, so the Gemara says, only refers to Kohenim. I, maybe it refers to every single Jew. So the Gemara says, Talmud Leim, it says in the Pasuk, Amer ala Kohenim b'nei Arim, that speak to the Kohenim, this din, which means, b'nei Arim, Kohen, the sons of Adam, Mazarim, are warned. B'nai Yisrael, a Mazarim. The Yidin are not. Therefore, according to Halacha, a Jew can become Tomei. He can go to the cemetery, can touch a carcass of an animal, it doesn't matter. But it says, Alei Dvarim Kavuchemer. It's another Kavuchemer, Umar Tumah Chamura. What if that a tumah of a dead body? The Gemara is asking, why does it have to tell me not to touch the dead carcass of an animal that a Jew is allowed? That Yisrael is allowed. The Gemara is asking a very simple question. If a Kohen can't touch a corpse of a person, which is the epitome of Tumah, yet a Yisrael could, so why can't he touch a carcass of a dead animal? In other words, the Gemara says, the Gemara is making the whole thing, why only Kohenim are not allowed to touch the carcass of an animal, but a Yisrael could. So the Gemara says, what do I need it for? Self-understood. Because look at that. A dead body, a corpse, a Jew could touch. So of course he could touch a nevela. So Gemara says, "Alei dvorin kavuchemer," and not a kavuchemer. Umar tumah chamor. What if tumah chamor meaning the tumah of a dead corpse? Kohenim muzarim, and kohenim are warned against it. But Yisrael and muzarim, Jews are not. Meaning a Jew could touch a corpse of a human. Tumah kala, a lenient tumah, a less tumah, a lesser tumah, which is only the tumah of a nevela, lekolshken, is it not for sure that you're allowed to? So obviously the Gemara is going to learn, Nevlosim Leisigo is teaching us that even for Yisrael it applies. When does it apply though? Elam matam nevi Nevlosim Leisigo. What does it mean that it shouldn't touch the carcasses? Beregel an Yom Tov. And now the Gemara is learning that therefore, Nevlosim Leisigo, normally it refers to Kohanim. But once in a while, it also refers to Yisrael. When? On Yom Tov. Because every Jew had to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so, and eat korbanos and everything else. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to... So based on this, by the way, it simply only refers to the Beis HaMikdash. But, on Yom Tov. But other people say it refers to everything.
Yeah, Toma Anivis.
I know, it doesn't help, but... Okay, now the Gemara says, this next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. It says, Amar Rav Brus Pidoi, is a very uncommon name. Cruz Bedoy. Rabbi Cruz Bedoy said the name of Rav Yechin in the following statement. There are three books opened in front of Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. Erad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, one is the book of Rishayim. Erad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, one is the completely righteous. Erad Shal Beinim, one of the in-between people, the Beinini. He's not talking about the Tanya Beinini. He's talking about a normal Beinini, a 50-50. So he says as follows. Tzadikim Gemurim, he's basically saying as follows. In Rosh Hashanah, the three books are open. Tzadikim Gemurim are right away written and sealed into the book of good.
Alter Chaim.
Yeah, Tzadikim Gemurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alter l'chaim. This is where we don't do it, but the Vel says the Shana Tevi because la'alter l'chaim. This is from the Gemloshin of the Gemara. We say this k'sivah sim tevi l'shana tevi mesuka or shana tevi tikasiv sechosim. But by the Polish Yidden they say la'alter l'chaim. Okay, that's based on this Gemara. So tzaddikim are written and sealed right away for good. Rishayim gemurim nichtavim nechtamim la'alta lemisa. Complete rishayim are right away written and sealed for death. Beinanim tuluyim ve'emdim mirash Hashanah v'yom kippurim. Beinanim are hanging between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Im zachu, if they merit, meaning basically they do tshuva, they have some schusim. Nichtavim l'chaim. Then Yom Kippur they're written for good. Lai zachu nichtavim l'mis. If not, they're written for death.
Beinini.
No.
Beinini.
That's what Taisa says.
He said that they didn't.
No, that's what he said. Not the Beinini of Tanya. That's what I'm saying. Taisa says over here. The fact is that if we mention Beinanim, it means, Tzadik means a person that has more mitzvahs than Avedis. A Rosh means a person that has more mitzvahs than Avedis, more Avedis than mitzvahs. And Beinanim is 50-50. But there's a big question over here. I mean, he goes a whole thing here at the bottom, what's going on over here, because obviously there are a lot of Rishoyim that make it through the year. Mm-hmm. And if it's just sealed and written and sealed for death.
Even a long time.
Yeah, how does it work? If they weren't written, so he goes into the whole thing over here. There's four explanations, and he says the righteous are granted for a year. The problem, of course, is it's not reality. It's not reality, they say. And he says, even if we assume, as many Rishonim do, that life over here is not only length of days, but all of life's other blessings. Mm-hmm. So basically, the righteous people shouldn't be suffering anymore, and all the Rishonim should be suffering anymore. Right? So even if you're not talking the simple meaning of life and death, but it means good life and bad life, so why is it? Okay. So he says, there's four explanations here. Taisus learns life and death refers to the world to come, not this world. Taisus says, in fact, Taisus Liam Adin refers to Tchias Hameis. We're talking about Elam Abba. They're going to be there or not be there. The Ramban learns, life and death is referred to life and death in this world. But he says, Tzaddik in Russia does not refer to a person standing. Rather, Tzaddik means he emerges favorably. And as the Ramban learns over here, not like Taisus. Taisus says, Tzaddik over here means good person, Russia is a bad person. The Ramban learns it doesn't mean good person, bad person. Tzaddik means whoever ends up being innocent, for whatever reason it may be. You're innocent, you're sealed right away into the good book. You're guilty, it doesn't mean good person and bad person. You know, the Ramban learned tzaddik and Rasha here doesn't mean a tzaddik and a Rasha. It means innocent and guilty. That's what it means. Another opinion, he says, is the Ravid, the life and death, it doesn't mean in the current year. It means every person has a lot of time, and every year Rosh Hashanah comes up for a reassessment of how much life you're going to live. It doesn't mean, though, you're going to die this year. And Sefer Chinuch, he says, what?
Tzaddikim, they're dying early, too.
Yeah.
They did.
Because that's all they have to live.
See, the Rashum. No punishment in this world.
According to some opinions, there's no punishment in this world. Mm-hmm. Or, as it says in other places, that Hashem sometimes rewards the Rishoyim in this world for the good they do, then the world to come they get nothing. And the Tzaddikim sometimes suffer in this world for any lack of mitzvahs that they do, so they get punished in this world, which is temporary, and the world to come they get...
That's the reason that they say, the Rishoyim is saying, let's have this world and that world.
That's what Esav. Esav said, give me this world. And Yaakov said, we'll go to Golos and we'll have the next world. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rababin. So Rababin said, Maikra, I don't know this from a Pasuk. Right? Because he says that Tzaddikim are written and sealed right away in Rishonis. So he says, where do I learn out from a Pasuk? So he says, Yimachu Misefer Chayim. May there be a race in the Book of Life. Vim Tzaddikim Al Yikosevu. And with Tzaddikim, they shouldn't be written. That's what the Pasuk says. Okay? So he says, Yimachu Misefer, they should be erased from the book, refers to Sifrin Shal Rishayim Gemurim, the book of Rishayim, that they should be erased. Chayim, the book, when it says the word life, is Sifrin Shal Tzaddikim. Vim Tzaddikim Ayikosevel, and with Tzaddikim they shouldn't be written, refers to Sfarim Shal Beininim, because they're not written right away, they're hanging, they're depending until Yom Kippur. Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, we learn now from a different pasuk. Shenema, because it says, "V'mayin mechenim no misifru choshek kosofta." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Either forgive the Jews for the Eigel, and if not, erase me from the Torah." That's why one parsha Tetzava Moshe's name is not mentioned. So he says, "Mechenim no erase me is again sifru shal Rishayim, the book of Rishayim. Misifru cha from your book is sifru shal Tzadikim. Hashem's book is the book of Tzadikim." Sherekos after that you've written the Sifrin Shal Beininim. It's the book of Beininim. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Bishami, Yemin Bishami says, Sholish Kita Sein Liyem Adin. There are three groups of people at the time of Tchis HaMesim.
Liyem Adin.
It's Tesis and Rashi both say, it means Shiyichu HaMesim. When Tchiz HaMesim is going to happen, there's going to be three groups of judgment. Who are they? Achad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. One is the complete Tzadikim. V'Achad Shal Rishayim Gemurim. One is complete Rishayim. V'Achad Shal Beininim. And one of the people is the Beininim. So he says, what's the story? Tzadikim Gemurim, the righteous people, are Nechtovim V'Nechtomim La'alta L'Chayelim. Immediately sealed for eternal life. Because once Tchias and Mason happens, if you're living, it's permanent. There's no death afterwards. Rishayim Gemurim, total Rishayim, Nichtave v'nechtamim la'alta le'gehenim, are written and sealed immediately for Gehenim to stay. The Gemara is going to say how long they're going to stay there. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, V'rabim mi'yisheni ad masafar, that many of those who sleep in the dust, Yekitsa, will wake up. Ela l'chayelam, some group, in other words, everybody's going to get up. Some will get up for Olam Abba. Ve'ela l'charof is drawing Olam. And some of them will awaken for everlasting life of shame in the Gehenim, basically. So the Pasuk says, everybody's going to get up, some for life and some for shame. Meaning, Tzadikim are going to get up to a permanent Olam Abba. And the Rishayim are going to get out for permanent Gehenim.
So they got all their sins washed off before that.
Huh?
So they got cleansed before they get up. They go to Gehenim before that, no?
Yeah, who knows?
The Rabbi doesn't say anything about this? I don't think he would refute this.
Why didn't they
can't
say
refute the Gemara?
That the Bani should have not the last one, but after the Tzaddik should be the Bani.
Taste it, what?
After the Tzaddikim, it should be the Beni, and the Rishum, the last one.
the Beinim is the last one. But the Gemara goes to the extremes. But Taisa says, by the way, that a lot of people via Tzadikim refers to those people that were already punished in Gehenim.
Yeah.
So when they get up, they're innocent. There's certain people that are so bad, Gehenim doesn't cleanse them. And the Gemara is going to discuss this now, how long people stay in Gehenim for.
Yoshka is burning.
Said Yoshka is still burning. Bilam still burning. There's still people, some burning over there.
Hitler is burning.
Yeah, people still burning.
Graham lived again.
Hitler is not a Jew.
They
yeah, but they're still burning there.
Maybe he was a Jew. Maybe Hitler was a Jew. You say that he came from families that.
Yeah. Yeah. Beninim. All the way at the bottom, the last three words of the page. Beninim yardim le Gehenim. Beninim go to Gehenim. Umetzavtzefim ve'elim. And Rashi says, what do you mean? They start screaming and yelling from the pain that they're suffering in Gehenim. Ve'elim, and then they go out of Gehenim. That means they stay there a short period of time, get cleansed, and they scream a little bit, and they get out. Shenama, because it says, Va'veis, he says, Shlishis ba'esh. I'll bring a third into fire. Vitzadavtim kitzreif as a kasif, and I'll purify him as one purifies silver. Uvechantim, and if they refine it, kivchein as a zov, like one refines gold. Yekre b'shmid, I'll call out in my name, v'ani ena eisen, and I'll answer it. So it says over here a third of them, because you have Rishoyim, Tzadikim, Rishoyim, and Beinim, so Beinim are a third, just in that level. So it says, I'm going to burn them to refine them. And then I'm going to scream out, and I'm going to answer them. V'aleim, and concerning these people of the Beinim, it says, Amr Chana said, Hashem meimis mechaya. Hashem puts to death, Hashem brings to life. Made it Sha'ol, he brings down to Sha'ol, meaning Gehenim, Vayol, and he raises him up. Okay? So this is Beis Shammai's statement. This is what Beis Shammai said. There's three groups. Everybody's going to get up. Tzadikim are going to get up straight to Gan Eden, permanent. Olam Haba. Rishayim are going to be sealed for Gehenim forever. And Beinanim are going to go to Gehenim for a little while and then scream and get out. Beis Hillel says, if to understand, Shammai came from Gvura and Hillel came from Chesed. So Beis Hillel says, V'rav Chesed, that Hashem is abundance of Chesed, meaning, Mat Klabe Chesed, he always turns the middle group of the Beninim towards Chesed. Meaning, Beshame says they have to go to Gehenim and then get cleansed. And Beis Hillel says, if it's 50-50, Hashem puts you on the
list.
Higher. It's like when you, the Havdal and Mat, when you round something off, so if it's less than 50, it's the lower number. More than 50 goes to the higher number. If it's exactly 50, you also go to the higher number. So the thing in a chesed. And concerning these people, the Beinim David HaMelech says, Ha'afti, I love. Ki ayish ma'ashem eskelu, when Hashem listens to my voice. That means when Hashem listens to the voice, and he right away turns you to chesed. Va'aleim amr David, kol ha'par shekula, and concerning them, David HaMelech said, that whole parak of Tehillim, that we say in Hallel, da'leisi, I was poor, v'liya yeshiva, but he saved me. Which means that even if a person's poor, like the Beinoni, where it's 50-50, Hashem will save you anyway. Okay, now the Gemara says exactly how it works in Gehenim. I mean, who gets where, who gets what? So it says, Peshi so begufam, people that rebel against Hashem with their bodies. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. But a person sins against with their body against Hashem, and the goyim that punished, hurt the Jews with their body, yardim legehenim, they go to Gehenim, v'nidunim b'shnei maser chedesh, they go burn in Gehenim 12 months. La'ach shnei maser chedesh, after 12 months, gufim kala, the body is already consumed, finished. The nishmasin is refes, and the neshama becomes burnt. And the wind scatters the ashes of their neshama under the feet of the tzaddikim. Under the feet of tzaddikim. Shenama, because it says, Vasreisim Nishoyim ki yiyu. As you will trample the wicked, ki yiyu eifetachas kapis raglechem. And you will trample the wicked, and there'll be ashes under the soles of your feet. So what does it mean? That the Rishayim's ashes are going to be put under the feet of tzaddikim. This is normal Rishayim. They stay in Gehenim 12 months, but then the body is finished, the soul gets burnt, and the ashes go under the tzaddikim.
The soul goes to Gehenim, but it's explanation.
Huh?
The soul is part of a God.
Yeah, but meaning they will not suffer anymore, but they don't have any bliss.
This is for what?
For the Shoyim.
Which world?
The other world.
Oh, in the world to come.
Meaning?
What do you mean, meaning?
Is it Hamishim or?
Huh? Gan Eden.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
Not the Hamishim?
No, not yet. Ava Minim Vapikursin. I'm sorry, Vaminim Vamasris, the informers of Jews to the Goyim. Vapikursim and Pikursin Shekofer of a Torah who denied Torah. Shekafer b'tchis ha-meisim and deny resurrection. V'shapir shemidachi tzibur, and they separated themselves in the ways of the community completely, meaning they nothing to do with Judaism. V'shenasnu chitosam beretz chayim, those that instilled their terror in the land of life. V'shachatu, and the people who sinned. V'hechti as a rabbim, and made many people sin. Like Yeravim ben Nevat and Chaverov. So what's with them? Yardim l'gehenem, they go to Gehenna and they're there forever. Those are the special Rishayim. Special Rishayim burn forever.
The normal Rishayim never make it to Gehenna.
Huh?
The normal Rishayim.
Correct.
So what happens with their good deeds then?
He said basically they don't have that many good deeds.
The stages are for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of stages of the Rishayim. But again, this only refers to people that are not what's called Tinik Shenishba. We're not talking today, people don't know anything, so they deny Torah. We're not talking about such people.
No, but the ones that go for 12 months, they don't have nothing to get either.
But that's why when people say Kaddish, it helps. But also, you have the concept that once they're cleansed in Gan Eden, so then the Neshama does go to Gan Eden.
But just said you become just a dust.
I don't know. I don't know what this stuff means. Obviously, it doesn't mean that you burn it and it becomes ashes and you defeat the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim don't have feet over there because they're only neshamas without bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what it means.
And the body's in the ground here. How's it going to burn up there? Is it stubble in Shamayim?
Again, what does it mean? I don't know, to tell you the truth. It says the body is consumed. Basic, no, it could mean something else, that even in the ground the body rots. After 12 months, there's no flesh left. Only by tzaddikim.
Oh, that's why the tzaddikim don't rot.
Right. Tzaddikim don't rot. But the normal person, and the country, is supposed to rot. One of the reasons why you're not allowed to bury a person in a metal coffin is because it doesn't let the body rot. There's an inyan dafka of the body rotting,
mm-hmm.
disintegrating. But tzaddikim is special anyway.
In Europe, they didn't put it in the coffin.
Coffin at all, they put straight into the ground. That's the best way of doing it.
That's right. In Israel also.
Yeah. But even in New York, they have a coffin that the bottom opens up. The bottom opens up,
uh-huh.
and then they put the mess directly on the ground and the coffin over it with the board from the bottom on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they don't do that for government, whatever. New York, you could do whatever you want anyway. But they make holes at the bottom of the coffin that it should be straight to the dirt. But the best way, Taki, is just putting a person straight into the dirt.
Yeah.
Can't do that here, though.
Yes,
in Israel, they do it. In New York, they do it. I mean, many places, they do it.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason the talus. You don't put the mason in the talus.
No, you put a mess in the talus, but you cut off a corner.
Really? In Israel?
Everybody does. It says an aloha. I mean, I but in aloha, that's what they do, sure. They pass all the talus.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question, what's going to be by Tchias HaMesim, he's going to get up. The reason why you pass all the talis, it says, B'Mesim Chofshi, that people don't have mitzvahs.
No.
So you don't want to give them the mitzvah of tzitzit, because they're not shaykh to mitzvah. So it's like you're laughing at the dead person that they can't have. That's why you're not allowed to go to the cemetery with your tzitzis out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to do mitzvahs in a cemetery because you're like laughing at the dead body. We could do mitzvahs and you can't. So the whole question, with a lot of details, if the people are going to get up to Chesem Mesim, so they're going to be wearing a talis without proper tzitzis. So what goes on? So you passel the talis, and some people want to prove that they admit that the Chesem Mesim won't be mitzvahs. It's a whole arichas. Okay, then he says, let's finish up over here. Then he says, the Yat Shinema, how do we know that these people stay in Gehenna forever? Because it says, the Yat of it all been figured out, Nashima Peshimi. They'll go out and see the corpses of men who rebelled against me. Meaning, the decay will not cease, and the Gehenna Kala, Gehenna will stop, Vehain Enim Kalam. But they will not come to an end. Shinema, Vitzurim Levale Sheol, that their form, meaning their soul, will outlast Gehenna. Why? Because they put their hands, they laid their hands against the abode, meaning about the transgressions of the Beis HaMikdash. Because of his zvul, and zvul refers to the Beis HaMikdash. It says they built for you a Beis HaMikdash. Concerning these people, Chana says, Hashem yichatam merivav, Hashem, may those that contend with them, meaning those that fight against Hashem, Yichatu will be shattered. So you see that eventually all these people are going to be shattered.